This is Northwest News on 88.5 KPLU. Of all the responsibilities that will fall to Seattle's new city council, none may touch more nerves than managing housing development. Big new structures are mingling with older homes in residential neighborhoods, and when that upsets longtime residents, there's often little they can do to stop it. But KPLU's Kyle Stokes met a group of neighbors in Wallingford who did manage to limit a proposed project. He picks up our city election series On the Block with their story.
Marianne Fordyce is already talking about the garden in her backyard in the past tense.
I love roses, so I made a rose garden. I had a pond, which now I've just kind of gotten rid of.
After three decades on North 47th, she's giving up on it.
Let's see.
Ask her why.
If I can show you.
And Fordyce pulls out renderings for the lot right behind her back fence. Last April, a developer drew up plans to tear down the single-family home that's there now and replace it with five modern-looking, three-story townhomes. Fordyce says the building will creep as close as it can to her property line, peer right into her garden, and cut off her plant sunlight.
The whole thing is horrible. It's a monster.
Fordyce was resigned to it, but a neighbor saw the plans and said, look, the developer asked for some flexibility under city code in five different places. Five adjustments that basically let them build the project a little closer to the property lines. So the neighbor figured if they couldn't cancel the project, maybe they could fight the adjustments and limit it a little bit.
Originally, I was like, you know, that's going to be the city. I give up. You know, I'm sorry. It's not going to do any good.
But the neighbors got together, gathered signatures, and drew up a very unemotional, technical, point-by-point critique of the adjustments. And the city took their side. They denied all five. Statistically speaking, that's rare. But from a developer's point of view, it's still frustrating. It doesn't stop the project altogether, but it does delay it, and it drives costs up.
I remember one project. It was about whether the Juliet balconies would have glazing on the glass. You know, it was these really tiny things.
Roger Valdez heads Smart Growth Seattle, which advocates for developers at City Hall. Valdez says it's up to the new city council to manage the expectation in neighborhoods like Wallingford that change is coming.
Some neighbors don't want anything to happen at all, and they're prepared to use all means necessary to sort of stymie the fundamental process of new people moving in. And I think as long as that's the case, and as long as the city sort of accommodates and listens to that sort of pressure, I don't think this is going to work.
Valdez says the city just needs more housing, and giving developers freedom to create it ensures Seattle doesn't become unaffordable for low-income people because it's not the rich who get priced out.
I embrace change in reason, with reason. I totally do.
Marianne Fordyce says it isn't the density that bothers her. She walks out to the sidewalk and points out another set of townhomes at the end of her block. And she says, why can't the project in my backyard look more like that?
Do I like the look of it? Not really. But it looks good enough. I mean,
it looks like the neighborhood. It's
like
got
neighborhood.
Gabled roofs and it's wood siding on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the neighborhood.
Fordyce does worry about where low-income people will live, but she also says the townhomes in her backyard won't sell for cheap. And even after winning on the adjustments, Fordyce says she'll eventually move. After the townhomes go up in her backyard, she plans to put in as much shade as she can, then sell her house. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.